听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. For the next 2 days, we want to discuss germy jobs. If you think about it, dirt and germs are related, but there's an important difference. Dirt makes us dirty. Germs, on the other hand, make us sick. So you can be dirty and still be healthy, and conversely, you can be clean but still be sick. I already used the word germ 3 times. Do you think it's a key word? Yes, it is. Our example sentence reads, "The germs around you can make you sick." Next is the adjective countless. Timothy spent countless hours working on his English speech. You know, everyone wants to avoid germs, but there are certain jobs where that's just not possible. Let's learn more as we start the reading on page 24.
Is your job germy? The top 5 dirty jobs. Did you know that the average toilet seat is 400 times cleaner than your desk? Or that there are more than 10 million germs on the average desktop? Your desk isn't the only thing harboring germs. Your phone, keyboard, light switches, buttons on the elevator and door handles, each of these things is loaded with countless microbes. In one study, Dr. Charles Gerba, a microbiologist at the University of Arizona, and his researchers found that an infected person can leave a trail of viruses on every surface he touches. The viruses can survive on surfaces for up to 3 days.
Hi, friends. I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us for this month's Occupations article, where we always look at different kinds of jobs. And today we're looking at the dirty jobs, the top 5 dirtiest jobs. And these are jobs that you might not expect to be dirty. We're talking about germy jobs. Is your job germy?
Is your job germy? Now, the word germy is an adjective, and it comes from the word germ. Germs are very tiny bacteria we can't see with our eyes, and they cause disease in animals and people. So is your job germy? Is your job full of germs?
And germs, this is the common word that I think you and I would use, Esther. A doctor might use the word bacteria or virus, whereas we would just call those things germs. And our article says that, did you know that the average toilet seat is 400 times cleaner than your desk? Now, I know that my desk is pretty dirty, but is it really 400 times dirtier than a toilet seat?
It's hard to believe, but after reading this article and after we go through it, you'll discover that actually desks are very dirty, and for many jobs, they contain lots and lots of germs.
And our article says 10 million germs on the average desktop. Now, that is a lot of germs that you can't see, little microscopic living things all over your desk or the average desktop. And it says, your desk isn't the only thing harboring germs.
Now, that word harbor is a good word. If you harbor something, it means you keep something or you store something. So imagine our desktops, flat surfaces, and they are actually storing or keeping, or in other words, harboring a lot of germs.
And it's not just your desk that's harboring germs. Your phone, your keyboard, your light switches, the way that you turn on the lights in your office, and buttons on the elevator and door handles. All of these things are loaded with, our article says, countless microbes. Now, let's talk about that word countless. Esther, what does countless mean?
That's a good word to learn. There's the word count in there. If you can count something, you know how many there are of something. But if something is countless, it means you can't count it. There's too many to count. So countless microbes. So many, many, many uncountable number of microbes. Now, microbes is another good word, isn't it, Chip?
It is, and you can almost guess what this might be. You know, because of the prefix micro on the front of this word, that we're talking about something very small and actually microscopic, something that can only be seen with a microscope. And a microbe is micro plus this word bio, which means life. So it's microscopic life, or it's a technical term for germs.
Right. It's something so small that you can't see with your eye, a very tiny living thing. Now, first, Chip, let's talk about why keyboards and phones and light switches and door handles, why they might be full of germs.
Well, I would imagine so many different people are coming in and out of the office. They're coming in and out of the elevator. They're pushing these buttons and they're bringing germs with them.
So friends, be careful. Try to wash your hands often and try not to touch your face very often because our hands touch a lot of different surfaces and carry a lot of germs. Let's look at one study done by Dr. Charles Gerba, and he is a microbiologist. So he is someone, a special scientist who studies microbes. And at the University of Arizona, he and his researchers found that an infected person, so someone who has these germs, can leave a trail of viruses on every surface he touches. Wow.
Yeah. Now, so you can kind of guess what this phrase means, but let's take a deeper look at this phrase, leave a trail of something, here with Liz in Grammar on the Go.
Hi, friends. How are you doing today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article is about the germiest jobs, and usually that makes people think of jobs where workers handle dirty or unclean things. For example, I'm here at the local waste management center, and you might think of waste management as being a very germy job. After all, it's a job that requires workers to be around trash. However, our article shows that there are other jobs that expose people to more germs than one could imagine. These are jobs where an infected person can leave a trail of viruses on every surface he touches. And that's our grammar tip sentence for today. Notice the phrase, a trail of viruses. Now, most of you would know what a trail is. It's a path or route, for example, a mountain trail. But in the case of today's sentence, we're not talking about path or route that people could walk on. Instead, trail means a long line of something left behind by someone or something. So going back to today's sentence, an infected person can go around touching different surfaces from here to there and end up leaving viruses from here to there. A long line of viruses. A trail of viruses. Here are some other examples of trail. For example, we can say the explorers followed a trail of clues to find the hidden treasure. Or, the billionaire's disappearance left a trail of questions for investigators to figure out. Be sure to check out today's grammar tips section in your Studio Classroom magazine for more example sentences. That's all for today. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. See you next time. Bye-bye.
And these viruses can live on surfaces for up to 3 days. Well, now let's watch today's skit, and then we'll take a break.
I'm a germ.
A germ? Hey, where are you?
You can't see me. You don't know where I'm hiding.
Yes, I do, germ. You're hiding on the toilet seat, and that's why I always wash my hands after I use the bathroom.
That's right, I am on the toilet seat. But more often, I'm on your desktop. Millions of germs!
Oh, no! You're scaring me!
And check your phone.
Ooh!
And your keyboard.
Oh, no!
I'm everywhere. Elevator buttons, door handles, all loaded with countless microbes.
Microbes? You mean germs.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Germs everywhere, like me.
Oh, you make me sick.
Oh, I know. An infected person leaves a trail of viruses on every surface he touches.
Oh, viruses last 3 days.
That's right, 3 days.
But I am a teacher. I don't have to worry about germs.
A teacher? That's the germiest profession on the planet. Kids have germy desks and germy assignments that they give to you.
Oh, too many germs. Maybe I should change jobs.
Yes, find a job without germs.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. Before the break, we were given a lot of information about germs, and none of it was good. Germs are everywhere. For everyone, it's hard to avoid germs, but it's especially difficult to avoid germs if you are a teacher. That's the first of our 5 germiest jobs, and we'll take a closer look at that germy profession after we peek at 2 new keywords. The first is assignment. Our assignment today is to read 30 pages in our science textbook. Next, the noun profession. Hank is a doctor. What is your profession? Okay, if your profession is teaching, you'll want to pay special attention to this germy section of the lesson. It starts on line 13.
Is your job germy? Here are 5 of the germiest jobs, in order from most to least germy. Number 1. Teacher. Average amount of bacteria per square inch, 17,800. Why it's germy? Kids' desktops are probably the dirtiest objects in a classroom. Additionally, when children turn in tests and assignments, they hand in germs, too. Teachers had 5.5 times more germs on their phones and nearly 27 times more germs on the computer keys than other professions studied.
Welcome back. So our article is starting to talk about germy jobs. That's jobs that involve a person touching and moving around a lot of germs, germy jobs. And so the reason that we're able to have germy jobs is because we leave these trails of germs everywhere we go.
Right, Chip. And before the break, we were talking about someone who is infected with germs can leave germs for up to 3 days on a surface. So that's actually a lot of time.
That's a lot of time. So those little germs are living on all the buttons at my desk and all the buttons in an elevator and for 3 days. So that's a little scary. And now we're going to start talking about the 5 germiest jobs in order from the most germy to the least germy.
So all these jobs are very germy, but our text says the most germy job is that of a teacher. So if you're a teacher, if you teach students, whether they're young children or adults, well, you will be exposed to a lot of germs and a lot of bacteria. In fact, our text says the average amount of bacteria per square inch. So 1 square inch is 1 inch this way and 1 inch this way, like a square, is, what's the number, Chip?
Well, 17,800 germs per, or bacteria per square inch. So that is a lot of bacteria in one square inch of surface. And so why is a teacher's job so germy? Well, first of all, kids' desktops are probably the dirtiest object in a classroom. So the desktops that sit in front of the children and in front of the students every day for hours, they are breathing and putting their hands all over their desks. So I guess that makes them the germiest objects.
That's right. I mean, I remember in elementary school, and we would eat at our desk, and we would cut things and paste things, and sometimes we had a class pet, and we would pass our class pet around, or class turtle or bird, in the cage around. So lots of germs harbor on these children's desktops.
That's right. And those would be germs that probably come from home and come from just the student's time out on the sidewalk and out on the road. And they bring those germs in with them and share them with their teacher.
And children play with other children, so they hold the hands of their other classmates, and they're in PE class, so they are exposed to lots and lots of different people, and people pass germs around. But our text continues and goes on to say, additionally, so in addition, we're going to give you an extra fact. When children turn in tests and assignments, they hand in germs too. Now, this word assignment is something maybe we've heard a lot. You might have a job assignment. But when we're talking about assignments, we're talking about work that you are assigned to do, or work your boss, your supervisor, or your teacher, or someone in charge of what you do, has given you to do.
Yeah, so when students turn in or give their teachers these assignments, they turn in germs as well. Now, teachers had 5.5 times more germs on their phones and nearly 27 times more germs on the computer keys than other professions studied. Now, a profession is similar to a job. Normally, we use those words a little bit differently, don't we, Esther?
Yes, Chip. And your profession is the job that you do, but this is kind of a more formal word. You have to have special skills or qualifications for a job to be called a profession. Often you will go to school and study a subject, for example, the nursing profession, the medical profession, and the teaching profession. These are some of the jobs we use when we talk about professions.
So if you were to ask me, what's my job? Well, I work for Studio Classroom. If you ask me my profession, I would probably say I'm an English teacher. That's all we have for today. We're going to visit the chat room, and then we'll see you back tomorrow.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and Vicky is here today for a chat. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's great to be back in the chat room.
Vicky, our lesson today asks the question, is your job germy? What does germy mean? I don't think I've ever seen this word.
Well, germy actually is the adjective of germ. A lot of adjectives are formed by adding a Y to the end of the word, like cloudy or thirsty, fishy, chewy, and so on.
So we can just add a Y to a word and we get the adjective?
Well, not always. We add different suffixes to form adjectives. Y is one. Some others include A-B-L-E, I-S-H, and F-U-L.
Okay, so for F-U-L, we have words like beautiful and wonderful. What about I-S-H?
Well, if you're very studious and like to read, I can say you're very bookish.
Oh, okay. And what about A-B-L-E?
Well, there's the word doable. Something that's doable is possible to do.
将一个单字转换成形容词，可以在它的后面加上一个 suffix 字尾。不同的字要用不同的字尾，有些要用 y， 像今天课文中的 germy， 在 germ 细菌后面加上一个 y， 变成了 germy， 就是有细菌的。那有些字呢要用 ful， 像 beautiful、wonderful； 有些字呢要用 ish， 像 bookish。 就是爱好书本的用功的。还有呢就是加 able, 像 doable, 可行的。Vicky, our lesson also mentions five of the germiest jobs. Germiest? Is there such a word?
Well, Ken, you may not find it in the dictionary, but germiest is the superlative adjective of germy.
Oh, I see. So we just changed the ending to est to turn an adjective into a superlative adjective?
Well, only when there are two syllables, like pretty. Change the ending to iest and it becomes prettiest.But for adjectives with three or more syllables, we have to use most. For example, she's the most beautiful girl in her class.
And not the beautifulest girl.
That's right.
那要如何将一个形容词转换成 superlative adjective, 最高级形容词呢？若是这个形容词只有一个或两个音节，像 great 或者 pretty, 我们只要将字尾加上 est, 就变成 greatest, prettiest,注意要把 y 改成 i。若是这个形容词有三个音节以上，就要在前面用 most 来表示。比如说，最好吃的叫做 the most delicious， 最美丽的是 the most beautiful。
And speaking of the most beautiful, here's one of the most beautiful English teachers, Michelle.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 germ 这个名词。Germ 是指微生物、细菌或者是病菌，和 microbe 的意思差不多。我们来看一个例句 ：Cockroaches and flies spread germs rapidly. 蟑螂还有苍蝇散播细菌的速度很快。或者是 ：The germ that causes this disease can be easily eliminated. 造成这种疾病的细菌很容易消除。标题中还提到 germy 这个相关的形容词，意思是指带菌的。或者是含有很多病菌的，例如 germy working gloves, 带菌的工作手套。继续我们看的是 assignment 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 assign, 指定或分派这个动词，所以 assignment 是指作业或者是任务。例如 our assignment is to write a letter in English to our best friends, 我们的作业是写一封英文信给我们最要好的朋友。或者是 the assignment to set up a branch office is easy for Larry. 去设立分公司的任务对 Larry 来说很简单。最后我们看的是 profession 这个名词。Profession 是指职业或专业。例如 Kathy intends to make acting her profession. Kathy 有意要以表演为她的职业。或者是 there are more and more females entering the legal profession each year.每一年有越来越多女性进入法务的专业，或者是 The writer of the book is a doctor by profession. 这本书的作者的职业是医生。And that's all for today's language tips. Make sure you come back tomorrow. Bye bye!
Is your job germy? The top five dirty jobs.
Did you know that the average toilet seat is 400 times cleaner than your desk? Or that there are more than 10 million germs on the average desktop? Your desk isn't the only thing harboring germs. Your phone, keyboard, light switches, buttons on the elevator and door handles, each of these things is loaded with countless microbes. In one study, Dr. Charles Gerba,A microbiologist at the University of Arizona and his researchers found that an infected person can leave a trail of viruses on every surface he touches. The viruses can survive on surfaces for up to 3 days. Here are five of the germiest jobs, in order from most to least germy. Number one, teacher. Average amount of bacteria per square inch?17,800. Why it's germy? Kids' desktops are probably the dirtiest objects in a classroom. Additionally, when children turn in tests and assignments, they hand in germs too. Teachers had 5.5 times more germs on their phones and nearly 27 times more germs on the computer keys than other professions studied.
All you teachers out there, be careful. You might not have the dirtiest job, but you definitely have one of the germiest jobs in the world. Okay, even more germy than a doctor. Does the profession of doctor make our list of the top five germiest jobs? Yes, it does. And we'll find out exactly where it falls in the list tomorrow. Friends, our Ask Doris feature can usually be found towards the front of our Studio Classroom magazine on page 10. If you have a question for your friend for life, Doris Brome, please send it to letters@studioclassroom.com. Tomorrow, we'll look at four more of the world's germiest jobs. Until then, we hope you have a great day, keep up the good work, and stay clean. Bye-bye, friends.